grace to you in peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is the Gospel just read from St. Luke chapter 17, the cleansing of the 10 lepers. There is a temptation always when it comes to the healing miracles of Jesus to look for a deeper meaning, to find the hidden message in the bottle of the story that takes an expert to find. What does the story have to do with the doctrine of justification or thankfulness or stewardship or whatever it is that you are interested in at the time? When we come to a story and read the Bible, it is very easy to draw our own needs and wants and desires into the event so that the actual event itself gets lost. So what is happening in this story this morning, and what is the point? Let's unpack it to make sure we understand everything. Jesus is traveling from Galilee south to Jerusalem. He's going around the land of Samaria, right on the edge of it. This is the part of the country where no good Jew would voluntarily travel. You know the parts of town we're talking about. The Jews and Samaritans did not intermingle. They were just close enough to each other to be very, very different. Just ask them. The differences weren't economic or even strictly racial. The difference was religion, that most divisive of subjects. The Samaritans only accepted the first five books of Moses and rejected the temple in Jerusalem entirely. And so the Jews would have nothing to do with them. And here Jesus is on the border, right on the edge of their country. As he is traveling and enters a border town village, Jesus is met by 10 lepers. We can understand the plight of these lepers to a certain extent, although probably not as well as we might think. In our society today, if you have a terrible, contagious disease, you're treated for it. They might even come up with a special name for the disease and have fundraisers for you. Even the poorest in our country would receive medical care, and the politicians would fight later on who is going to pay for it. But not so in Jesus' day. In Jesus' day, if you had a disease like leprosy, you had to wear all black, and you probably had to wear something like a big cowbell around your neck. And you had to cry out, "Unclean! Unclean!" as you came near other people so that they wouldn't get sick, so that they would know to flee from you. They were shunned by friends and family alike. But perhaps the greatest pain and sorrow that these men had to endure is that they were shut off from the house of God. In our intro today from Psalm 84, David cries out, "How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord." There was a longing in Jesus' day to be in the house of God. Maybe it came from the travel of the Israelites. Maybe it came from their years of exile and wandering. But there is no question in the piety of the people in Jesus' day that to be in the house of God was as good as it gets. Yet that is precisely where these lepers are left to fend for themselves. Because they were ritually unclean, they could not enter into God's house. They could not be in the very presence of God in his holy temple. They longed for it. They knew that this is where the children of Israel belonged. But it was not to be so. Their disease prevented them from entering into God's house. So they come to Jesus and beg him for mercy. Jesus tells them to go visit the priests, who could judge whether they were cleansed or not. And while they were on their way, they are cleansed of their leprosy. Wonder of wonders, Jesus told Nicodemus that in order to gain eternal life, you must be born again. Well, these men now look like they did go back through their mother's womb and came out whole on the other side. It's hard to imagine what kind of joy that must have brought, a resurrection facelift. One of them turns around and does the polite thing that your mother always told you to do. He returns and gives thanks to Jesus. He falls at Jesus' feet and gives him thanks over and over again. That's the story. So what is the miracle here? What is the point of this story? It would be very easy to make it about thankfulness, or one of the other many themes that kind of run through our heads after hearing these texts so many times. But at the end of the day, the point of the text is remarkably simple. Jesus healed the man. They cried to him, and he answered their prayers. Jesus, God in the flesh, came down to fix what was broken in their life and yours. The big and the little, the eternal and the temporal, Jesus comes to make things right that have gone oh so very wrong. And he does it by the authority of his word. Proverbs reminds us to be attentive to the words of Jesus, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. So the question for you today, who come to hear the words of Jesus, is this. What has Jesus promised to do for you? Do you know what Jesus' promises are? Do you believe his words? He promises forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation for you. He promises to heal your diseases, to make everything right that was once wrong. That is his promise to you. Believe his word of promise to you, just as this Samaritan believed his word. Jesus then gives you a pledge, a sign and token that is proof of his word. He gives you his own body and blood to use so that you might live. It's as if Jesus says to you, here I am, my word is my bond. Trust in me, for I will give you what you need for this body and life. And to prove this to you, I give you a pledge in my own body and blood. I pledge myself to you completely. You are clean by my uncleanness for you. Trust in God's words of promise, for they are great and mighty words. They are trustworthy. Jesus is as good as his word, and his word for you today is a great one indeed. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.